Maybe the competing sides on health care could settle disputes like they do in Arizona, where a Phoenix area local election ended in a tie. Renee Gutel reports from member station KJZZ.
Cave Creek, Arizona is the kind of bedroom community where there are more saguaro cactus than people. When a town council race last month produced a tie between two candidates, Mayor Vincent Francia floated his idea for settling the race, cowboy style.
That the two candidates would assemble downtown Cave Creek at high noon and go at it with paintballs.
Instead, they turned to Arizona law, which says tied local elections can be determined by chance, either through rolling dice, flipping a coin, or cutting cards. That's Cave Creek Magistrate George Preston, dressed in his black robes, shuffling the deck of cards last night that would finally decide the race. About 60 people crowded council chambers, including a few lawyers, who had hashed out two pages of rules for the drawing. Aces would be high, and the judge would shuffle the deck six times.
And we're just about halfway through the shuffle. Three.
Mayor Francia emceed the drawing. Incumbent Thomas McGuire cut the deck first.
Here's to the good citizens, the town of Cave Creek, and a Western tradition.
McGuire, six of hearts.
The six of hearts, Thomas McGuire.
Then challenger Adam Trank stepped forward for his turn.
And the cut of the cards.
Trank pulled a king of hearts, and McGuire politely conceded. Trank pocketed the card as a keepsake. He said he was happy with the result, but only to a point.
It's a little disheartening that 7 months of hard work would be decided by a game of chance like that, but I understand that that's the law of the state.
In the end, Trank said he still felt he'd been elected by a vote of the people, with a little help from Lady Luck. For NPR News, I'm Renee Gutel.